Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. It is Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, sharing some good things with you today. To kick it off, plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale coming up Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing maternal instincts. Mini bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and the sale begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. View the catalog online, DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee.
A big invitation going out to everybody to attend the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days right here in Valentine, Nebraska. New date, April 25th through the 28th. That's right. It's going to be coming up at the end of this month instead of October like normal. So it's a big switch, but it's going to be the same great entertainment, just a different date. October 25th through the 28th. Go online to oldwestdays.net for details.
And don't miss the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale of Open 8 Genetics. That's coming up Friday at the ranch, 5 miles south of Baker, Montana. This sale emphasizes the maternal side with frame size, flushing ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. Bid online with Superior Livestock Auction. View the bulls at open8genetics.com. That's Open 8 Genetics Live Sale, Baker, Montana, coming up Friday, 1 o'clock Mountain Time.
Discover the pulse of agriculture from Tri-State Livestock News. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Guess what I have right now?
What are you holding in your hand?
I have got the good stuff. This is literally called the good stuff. Although news stories about disturbing events can be worth your attention, good news benefits your mental health, concludes a British experiment. Their results suggest that even if you're exposed to a daily barrage of bad news, hearing about the kindness of others makes you happier and protects you against what some researchers call mean world syndrome, an anxious outlook caused by an overestimation of the world's dangers. So, hey, here we are, benefiting people's health.
I'm going to do some of that with the two traveling angels story. Seems like there were two traveling angels. They stopped to spend the night in the home of a wealthy family. The family was rude and refused to let the angels stay in the mansion's guest room. Instead, the angels were given a small space in the cold basement. As they made their bed on the hard floor, the older angel saw a hole in the wall and repaired it. When the younger angel asked why, the older angel replied, "Things aren't always what they seem." The next night, the pair came to rest at the house of the very poor but very hospitable farmer and his wife. After sharing what little food they had, the couple let the angels sleep in their bed, where they could have a good night's rest. When the sun came up the next morning, the angels found the farmer and his wife in tears. Their only cow, whose milk had been their sole income, lay dead in the field. The younger angel was infuriated and asked the older angel, "How could you have let this happen? The first man had everything, yet you helped him. The second family had very little, but was willing to share everything, and you let the cow die." "Things aren't always what they seem," the older angel replied. "When we stayed in the basement of the mansion, I noticed there was gold stored in that hole in the wall. Since the owner was so obsessed with greed and unwilling to share his good fortune, I sealed the wall so he wouldn't find it. Then last night, as we slept in the farmer's bed, the angel of death came for his wife. I gave him the cow instead. Things aren't always what they seem." Sometimes that's exactly what happens when things don't turn out the way we think they should. If you have faith, you just need to trust that every outcome is always to your advantage. You just might not know it until sometime later. The two traveling angels, as heard on The Good Stuff.
That's very good. So why is bread like the sun?
I don't know.
It rises in the yeast. Okay. And it sets in the waste.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's from Alice Murray.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. If it's a spring story, maybe a summer story, a golf story, a traveling holiday, something like that, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening in such places like Baker, Montana, Sundance, Wyoming, and Winter, South Dakota. Keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.